One of the city's most anticipated annual fundraising events, Bella Sara, signals the beginning of summer fun in Chattanooga. Come and enjoy an early summer evening in the spectacular Renaissance Park with live music and dancing, a silent auction, and plenty to eat and drink. Your admission includes a wine glass for unlimited wine, as well as 5 tapas-sized servings from any of the sponsoring restaurants. For more information, contact Tim Dempsey, CEO of Chattanooga Endeavors, at tdempsey@ceiservices.net. Or you can call 423-266-1888. Chattanooga Endeavors is currently working on a re-entry program from the point of entry for prisoners in Tennessee. Tim Dempsey tells me about the program called Stevens Table.
People have been talking about re-entry from the point of entry for a very long time. But as far as I know, nobody has systematically done that. And the reason that I don't think that it's happened yet much is because of the way that grant dollars, frankly, are handed out. You have to be able to demonstrate that a grant has been effective. And in order to demonstrate that a grant has been effective in this field, you got to show that people don't go back to prison. And so in order to show they don't go back to prison, they've got to get out. And so you have to start close to the discharge process for a lot of the funding that's available through especially federal grants. We were fortunate to get some grant dollars through the stimulus money that was managed by the Office of Criminal Justice Programs that actually did buy into the idea that you need to start from the beginning. And we got some additional money from the McClellan Foundation to help support that, and we're hoping that we'll build some additional funds to help us continue it. But what we're doing is actually engaging people at the point of their sentencing. It's the last point that we see them at the county jail. After they've been sentenced, while they're in a holding pattern, they call TDOC ready, Tennessee Department of Corrections. Because everybody that's ready to go to the Department of Corrections will be invited to come through a 4-week session with us. And we're going to talk with them about tying up loose ends in the community so that if they, for instance, have child support obligations, they know that they need to get in touch with the court so that they know that they're incarcerated and won't be able to pay their child support while they're locked up, and other things that they can haunt them, like leaving a bank account open to close on you, just leaving a car that you have a note on in your driveway and things of this nature. So we'll talk with him about things like that, and we'll talk with him about how to continue to be a part of your family while you're locked up, and then we'll talk with him about how to use their time effectively so that they're engaging themselves in productive activities so that when they get ready to come home, they're actually ready to come home. So using their time to their own advantage. After we do that, we'll be inviting them to be a part of the Stevens Table network. And what that means is that they'll agree to be in a relationship with a church that has a committee of trained volunteers that are here in the Hamilton County area so that they continue during their incarceration to be connected with the community. And that when they come home to a community where they have a base of support and where they're able to be discharged and find some friendly faces. And so that they're, you know, the peers that kind of rush out from the woodworks after they get discharged don't have the only influence on them.
Chattanooga Endeavors will work with 6 or 7 volunteers from each church in the community, providing them with information about available services for inmates.
We'll be involved with that church for 12 months until it feels like they're stable enough to go on their own way. The goal is to get at everybody, and that's where we've got a couple of distinguishing characteristics here. One is that we truly do begin with the end in mind, and the second one is that we're intentional about reaching out to every single person that's leaving Hamilton County that we know are going to come back to Hamilton County. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Dempsey has worked with prisoners since 1988, and he says that the world inside prisons has become designed in a way that just does not work. And consequently, recidivism rates for released prisoners are at about 50%, which Dempsey calls a failing grade.
But the majority of the people that we see in our program, which are a large portion of the people that are incarcerated now, are there simply because they really had a tough growing up and they had a tough life, and they end up in circumstances that they didn't want to be into, and they made a few bad decisions, and those few bad decisions just, snowballed on them, and eventually they ended up in prison, and they just can't see how to get themselves out of it.
Dempsey says that the rate of crime has not increased that seriously since the days his parents were growing up, but there is more public fear, and anxiety paralyzes people, he continues. I asked him what he thought the root cause was for so much of the U.S. population to be behind bars.
Why is poverty still permanent in our society? Why can't we get rid of this sort of social blight? And it has to do with access, and it has to do with opening doors, and it has to do, with giving opportunity. You look into poor communities and see what opportunities some of the kids there have, and they just don't have many. And so for a kid to look at a drug dealer and all of a sudden say, look at that, to me that is a realistic career path, a drug dealer. Well, on paper is a realistic career path, a drug dealer, because you can make some money dealing drugs and you can support your family dealing drugs. And if he's got that as the sole option in front of him, there's really not a choice. If he's got that as a sole option and a series of other options in front of him, he's got some choices, and you can hold him a little bit more accountable for picking and choosing and deciding at the end of the day to be a drug dealer. But the reality is that when we look at some of our children that are growing up in neighborhoods where there just isn't any hope and there's no access and all they have is closed doors and they can't see a way out of it, committing crimes makes sense.
Support Chattanooga Endeavors by attending Bella Sarah on June 5th, 2010 at Renaissance Park from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can learn more by going to bellasaraevent.com or calling Chattanooga Endeavors at 266-1888. You can also follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.